The Horus Heresy Primax. Korax, Lord of Shadows by Guy Haley. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Chapter 1. Strategos. Rebute Gilliman neared his brother's hiding place. He didn't need to see him to know it. His brother's presence prickled the hair on the nape of his neck, the sensation prey felt before the killing bite. Gilliman was wary. He had won, but he could still fall. In the shattered Grand Concert Hall, shadows were everywhere. His brother was Lord of the Shadows. This was his kingdom. Stepping carefully over a pile of bodies oozing life fluids, he aimed the arbitrator upwards, towards the top of a shattered column. Often his brother attacked from above. Darkness and height defined his ambush technique. There was nothing there. He moved on.
"Your armies are scattered!"
Gilliman boomed.
"Your worlds are taken! Your last fortress burns! Do you yield, brother?"
The faintest hiss of air was the only warning Gilliman got of the attack. His brother leapt from a shadowed corner of the broken floor above. Black space took on human shape and dived at him. Gilliman pivoted and leapt back to dodge a cruelly curved set of claws aimed at his helm.
"A perfect decapitation strike,"
Gilliman said admiringly.
"Narrowly evaded."
His brother went into a roll and sprang up to his feet. Unlike Gilliman, he was unarmoured, clad in charcoal black from head to toe, his face smeared with the ashes of his empire. A small chestplate of ceramite was his only physical defence. The rest came down to stealth and guile. It was a strategy that had almost worked. Almost wins no wars. Gilliman's brother attacked again. The claws mounted on the back of his hand fizzled with disruptive energies. Even in full sight, he was hard to see. He moved with such staggering speed, his motion blurred.
"Yield! You have lost!"
shouted Gilliman. He had no wish to hurt his brother, but his opponent came on regardless. Claws whistled around the 13th Primarch, jabbing one moment, slashing the next, always in motion, presenting a wall of adamantium. Gilliman left his sword sheathed, dodged the blows and retreated, waiting for the right moment to strike. It was a small window of opportunity, a fraction of a second where the chestplate was unprotected by either claw. Without conscious thought, Gilliman reacted to the opening, punching forward hard. The hand of dominion flared with the release of power. Gilliman's brother flew backwards, the chestplate left broken and smoking by the blow of the power fist. He slammed into the wall and fell to the rubble covering the ground.
"You are beaten, brother! Yield!"
The figure sprawled on the floor stared up at him, his black eyes unreadable. His body radiated tension as he gathered himself to spring. Gilliman planted a boot gently upon his shattered breastplate, forcing the other Primarch back down. "Do not attempt to rise. You are beaten," he said. The figure relaxed and sprawled.
"Do you yield?"
Gilliman repeated. The figure considered. The sounds of gunfire outside the Grand Hall were popping away to nothing. Flights of aircraft screaming through the sky no longer unleashed their ordnance. Black eyes strayed to the dead littering the hall. The war was over.
"I yield," said Corvus Korax.
Gilliman smiled.
"Good."
He removed his boot.
"End simulation," Gilliman called. "Authority Prime."
A machine answered back.
"My sprint acknowledged, Rebute Gilliman, 13th Primarch, progenitor of Ultramarines Legion. Simulation ending."
The unpleasant electricity of the Strategio Simulacra buzzed through the back of Gilliman's skull. Like an ice sculpture melting under a fusion beam, the battlefield dissolved. Segments of cogitator-spun dreams dripped away, revealing reality behind. There was a moment of disconnect. According to his subjective perceptions, Gilliman was standing and armoured. It took a moment to recognise the recumbent figure lying on the couch next to Korax as himself.
"Prepare for reintegration,"
droned the machine. A necessary warning. Gilliman's sense of location underwent a dramatic shift. It took an act of will not to open his eyes and draw a drowning man's panicked breath. Korax, who had used the Strategio Simulacra fewer times, barely managed to maintain his dignity. His limbs flailed about before stilling.
"Your reaction to the machine is improving. You are becoming accustomed," said Gilliman.
His voice croaked. His extremities tingled. Being immersed did odd things to the body. Korax opened his eyes. Their complete blackness gave him a faintly alien air.
"I dislike the disconnect, but the cognitive dissonance is lessening," said Korax.
He sat up on the immersion couch and pulled the magnetic cradle from his head.
"Though I see no reason to repeat this exercise, I think now you have the measure of me. There is probably nothing more you can learn from my techniques." "You beat me 3 times, said Gilliman. "A feat few have managed."
3 from 20, said Korax. "You learn very quickly."
He stretched his arms and grimaced.
"Those were my best strategies. You countered them all."
Gilliman stood. His limbs, too, were stiff.
"The Strategio Simulacra is an amazing machine. I have never experienced anything so convincing. Our ancestors must have struggled not to lose themselves in these devices. But for all its wonders, it does weaken the body."
He held out his hand to his brother.
"It is a marvellous toy, and will be a useful tool. But it is not entirely healthy. If you wish to call an end to our exercise, I am willing."
"I do. Perhaps it is for the best there are no more examples surviving."
Korax took the offered hand without rancour. Defeat had not embittered him. Gilliman pulled him to his feet.
"I'm sure our father's scientists or the tech lords of Mars will unlock the simulacra's secrets soon enough," said Gilliman. "A new age of enlightenment is upon us, and the secrets of the ancients will be ours again. One day, maybe every legion will have its like. If one ignores its drawbacks, we can see that it is kinder to the mind than a hypnomat, and allows the consciousness to interact fully with the lessons, preserving a man's self-determination and therefore allowing faster learning. We must make mistakes in order to learn, after all."
Korax glanced around at the machine and the silent men tending to its needs. It was something from the lost ages of technology, retrieved by Gilliman on one of his campaigns. In its original format, it would probably have been smaller, but the Imperial technologies that had restored it to full function rendered it enormous. Its mechanisms encompassed the room they were in, within thick, complicated walls. Everything, all the operating stations, connection points, medical devices, and the 2 dozen immersion couches at its centre were inside the device. Whistling coils and banks of clattering cogitators extended to fill most of the ship's hold where it was kept.
"I would be careful with it. It is good some of the old knowledge was lost. I am sure this false reality holds its own evils."
"Perhaps,"
Gilliman allowed.
"But we are wiser now than before Old Night, and when the Imperium is complete, nothing shall be impossible. Now, perhaps you will join me for further discussion this evening? I have matters to attend to that cannot wait."
"I have several things to see to myself. Fresh orders from Terra. I must begin preparations to leave."
"We will be parting ways soon,"
said Gilliman regretfully. Korax nodded. He had a grim little smile. It looked pained. He laughed sincerely enough, but smiling seemed to come hard to him. A side effect of a childhood behind bars, Gilliman thought.
"This evening, then, my brother," said Korax. "I look forward to it."